Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Minister Charlie McConnellog says he believes the revised effective concrete block scheme is fit for purpose. He also believes that the Housing Minister will visit Donegal shortly. The Mica Action Group, meanwhile, has written to all of Donegal's TDs, asking them to state unequivocally whether they believe the defective block scheme will meet the needs of homeowners. Millions are being wasted in the health system. That's according to a woman in her 80s who spent several hours waiting at the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital. Meanwhile, the head of the HSE says he believes the introduction of new healthcare regions will help with the recruitment of more hospital consultants. Later in the bulletin, Kenny is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin this evening with the Minister, Charlie McConnellog, saying he believes that the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, will visit Donegal shortly for discussions on the revised concrete block scheme. Minister McConnellog told Highland Radio News he believes the revised scheme is fit for purpose, but it will have to be carefully monitored. He was speaking after meeting with officials of Donegal County Council to discuss how applicants who were already accepted by council are being transitioned into the new scheme. He says the council has already contacted some and is making contact with others. He says very shortly everybody who was on the old scheme will know exactly what they have to do to expedite the process.
Everybody will be clear in relation to what they need to return to the council to be on the new scheme and to get the new rates, and the council then will be working hard to work through those and get that approval to people as quickly as possible. Obviously, it's really important that we make sure now that the scheme works well, that people that are in building get the updated funding to them as quickly as possible, and also that those who want to get on with building actually get the approvals to be able to do that.
There were a number of engagements at Oireachtas committee level just before the Dáil and Seanad broke up for the summer recess. Now, the Mica Action Group are saying that there is something of a gulf between the perception and the promises of officials and Minister O'Brien and the experience of homeowners on the ground. They're suggesting that Minister O'Brien should come to Donegal, attend a public meeting and liaise and discuss things directly with the homeowners. Do you think that would be useful?
They have made that request to Minister O'Brien, and I've no doubt Minister O'Brien will be visiting the county very soon. He'll want to meet, and it's important he does meet with everyone who's implementing the scheme. I attended a public meeting that the Mica Action Group held last week themselves and engaged with homeowners and engaging on an ongoing basis. And I think what we need to see now is actually the new scheme, which I believe is a really strong one and which has updated costings, which are informed independently by surveyors in our own county.
And are you satisfied that new scheme is fit for purpose?
I am. I think it's a very strong scheme, and I think it really importantly it will make sure as we go forward that the costs will update every year, because it's going to take a number of years to actually make sure all homes are fixed. It's important that we get the support to those who need it most quickly. We've come a long way over the last 2 years in terms of the legislation and in terms of the new regulations which are required to put the scheme live. The focus now needs to be in getting that scheme fully operational and seeing homeowners get the benefit of it.
Minister Charlie McConnellog there, and there's more from the Minister on our website, highlandradio.com. Well, the Mica Action Group has written to Minister McConnellog and also to Deputies Joe McHugh, Thomas Pringle, Padraig McLaughlin and Pierce Doherty, asking each of them to state unequivocally whether or not they believe the enhanced effective concrete block scheme will meet the needs of homeowners. As you heard in the interview there, they've also written to Minister O'Brien asking him to come to Donegal to attend a public meeting and answer homeowners' concerns and questions regarding the recently implemented revised scheme. They're asking the Donegal TDs if they believe the scheme as it stands is fit for purpose and if they believe the Minister should come to Donegal for a public meeting. MAG say that the responses they get from the five TDs will be published in due course. Millions of euro are being wasted in the health system. That's according to a woman in her 80s who found herself waiting over a day at the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital to receive care. Noreen told today's 9 till noon show that she presented at the emergency department yesterday morning. She was triaged at around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, but left the hospital at 2 o'clock this morning before returning later. She says provisions are not being put in place to care for an ageing population.
Sad that we're spending so much money, we're wasting so much money. Obviously, the money is going to salaries of managers that are obviously not doing their work. Now, that's my observation. But there's something seriously wrong with Ireland if we're allowing this in 2023. Millions of pounds being wasted, I would imagine. and nobody getting better. And nobody seems to realise that the population is ageing and that that's what we have to do, look after the older people better than we are.
Well, it's hoped the introduction of new healthcare regions will help with the recruitment of more hospital consultants. Six new regions are to be rolled out on a phased basis from February next year as part of the Sláinte Care programme. The changes are being described as a population-based approach which should allow the regions plan and deliver services based on local need. Donegal will be part of HSE West and North West, which broadly encompasses the same area served by the South Hospital Group. Well, the CEO of the HSE is Bernard Gloucester.
It will make those regions more effective in terms of their local population. So while I might determine what the national priority of policy is, the adaptation of that locally, fit for be it rural or urban context, and also the increasing prevalence we have now in relationships between the health service, academia and research, all of those are things that are important to health professionals and to attracting and retaining them.
23 young people aged 16 to 25 have lost their lives on Irish roads so far this year. Overall, 100 people have died in incidents on our roads in 2023. Almost half of all deaths occurred at night time when the roads are at their quietest. The CEO of the RSA, Sam Wade, says the number of young fatalities on Irish roads this year is very concerning.
This time of year, year to date, that's more than the 16 to 25 age group. That's actually more than the last two previous years in terms of 6 month figures. So there, that's an alarming increase in that particular age group.
Gardaí and the family of a missing Donegal man say they're extremely concerned for his welfare. 74-year-old Daniel McLaughlin was last seen at his home in Quigley's Point in or around July 7th. He's described as being 6 feet in height, of slim build, with grey hair, blue eyes, and he wears glasses. Sergeant Charlene Anderson says Daniel is known to frequent a number of areas in the Northwest.
We're appealing for information from the public this morning in relation to tracing the whereabouts of a 74-year-old male, Mr. Daniel McLaughlin, who was missing from his home in Quigley's Point in Donegal. Now, Daniel was last seen at his home in Quigley's Point in around the 7th of July. Daniel is described as being 6 foot in height and of a slim build. He has grey hair and we believe his eye colour is blue, but he wears glasses. Now, he's known to regularly visit Quigley's Point, Derry City and Carndonagh. Now, Gardaí and Daniel's family are extremely concerned for his welfare. So if anyone has any information in relation to Daniel's whereabouts, we'd ask them to contact Gardaí in Buncrana on 07493 20540. Or as always, they can contact the Garda Confidential line.
Police in Derry are seeking witnesses after an alleged sectarian assault on a Derry-bound train at the weekend. Shortly after 10 past 11 on Saturday night last, police received reports of ongoing verbal abuse on a train. When they arrived at the train station, a male passenger reported he had been kicked on the leg on board. Police confirmed this is being treated as a sectarian hate crime. Inquiries are ongoing and police are appealing to anyone who was on the train and may have captured mobile phone footage of what occurred or has information to get in touch. Two men have been sentenced at Derry Magistrates Court this evening for offences committed under the Terrorism Act 2000. The investigation centred on the painting of a masked snowman mural in the city last year. With more, here's Sean O'Regan.
22-year-old Jordan Devine was sentenced to 3 months imprisonment for wearing clothing or having articles as a member or supporter of a prescribed organisation. Meanwhile, William McDonnell, who's 37, was handed a four-month custodial sentence for the offence of wearing clothing or having articles as a member or supporter of a prescribed organisation. The charges brought against the two men were made by Terrorism Investigation Unit detectives investigating a mural of a masked snowman appearing to press the button on a command wire with the accompanying words, "They haven't gone away, you know," painted on the window of a premises on Chamberlain Street in the city last year. Speaking after sentencing today, Detective Inspector Dane says the mural was incredibly distasteful, appearing just days after an attempt to murder a colleague in Strabane.
The Taoiseach says the rents being charged for apartments in Ireland are extraordinary. Leo Radker says he believes the way to address the rental trap is to provide more supply and increase home ownership rates. Ireland has one of the biggest age divides when it comes to home ownership of any country in Europe, according to the ESRI. And Leo Radker said this afternoon he's not a believer in long-term rental.
I think that's why we need to focus on home ownership. I don't believe in the you know, the Vienna model or Berlin model of housing where most people rent for life and very few people ever own their own home. I like the idea that people should own their own home, and home ownership is, I think, very much part of Irish culture. And, you know, it's still the case that nearly 70% of people, if excluded, not stated on the census, just to be very factual, 69% of people own their own home in Ireland.
A Donegal deputy is calling on Minister Dara O'Brien to stop walking away when it comes to his responsibilities towards retained firefighters. Pickets were placed today outside fire stations in Milford and Ballyshannon. Deputy Patrick McLaughlin says the working conditions of the retained firefighting service are outrageous, but he says Minister O'Brien doesn't seem to be taking that on board.
Really important that the Irish people understand that retained firefighters in all our local communities, they are on call 24/7, 351 days of the year, and they have to stay within a few kilometres of the fire station. And for all of this, they get paid less than €1 an hour. So that's been the situation with our firefighters for a long time. It's outrageous. That's why we can't recruit new firefighters, why we have a profound crisis. The government have known this for years. And Dara O'Brien just keeps walking away from his responsibilities to the point that he's lost the confidence of the firefighters. He needs to talk to them, engage with them and find an urgent solution that's fair.
Strike action as a result has resumed and will carry on until a resolution is sought.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the firefighters have been extremely patient for years. The last thing they want to do is be on strike. They're about saving lives. They're about protecting their community. This is the last thing they want to do. But they've been forced into this by years of broken promises, by their decency being taken for granted. So Dara O'Brien needs to show the necessary leadership. He needs to step up. The responsibility does sit with him in terms of pay and working conditions, not fobbing it off to the likes of the Labour Court. So he needs to step up and do his job and show the respect that these firefighters deserve.
Deputy Patrick McLaughlin there speaking to Donna Marie Doherty. Last month is set to be named the wettest July on record in Ireland. Met Éireann has released provisional rainfall data for the past few weeks. This year, July had four times more rainfall than the same month last year and twice as much as July 2021. The previous wettest July on record was in 2009, which was not far behind 2023 in terms of long-term average rainfall. 12 stations had their wettest July on record. One station in Dublin broke a record that it held for 82 years. There's been over a 3% increase in the number of new car registrations in Donegal between January and July compared to the same period last year. 2,205 new cars were registered in the county in the first 7 months of the year. That's up from 2,135 in 2022. According to the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, who released their official 232 new vehicle registration statistics for July, new car registrations for the month were up 24% nationally.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with soccer news, and Keith Cowan has left Finn Harps, with the club confirming the news this afternoon, saying Finn Harps and Keith Cowan have today parted company by mutual consent. Keith, who rejoined the club as captain last December and was Dave Rogers' first sign-on as manager, has found limited game time in recent weeks. And with family and his full-time work commitments, it has been agreed that his family and personal commitments must take priority. So Keith Cowan leaving Finn Harps today. Elsewhere, a pair of sensational goals from Lauren James booked England's place in the last 16 of the World Cup as Group D winners. They'll play Nigeria and Brisbane on Monday following today's 6-1 thrashing of China. Denmark finished second in Group D courtesy of a 2-0 win over Haiti. And next up for them is a last 16 meeting with Australia. And the holders were a post's width away from going out this morning. The USA held on for a goalless draw with Portugal in Auckland and finished as Group E runners-up. The Netherlands top group after a 7-0 demolition of Vietnam. In other news, Norwich have reportedly rejected a bid from AC Milan for the Republic of Ireland defender Andrew Omobamadele. Milan offered 7.5 million for the 21-year-old, but Norwich want double that. And Rasmus Højlund has arrived in Manchester for the first part of his Manchester United medical. The Danish striker is poised to make a €75 million move from Atalanta. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has called on football's governing bodies to assess the way transfers in Saudi Arabia work. Currently, the transfer window in the Middle East country remains open over 2 weeks longer than in Europe. Liverpool have already lost Jordan Henderson and Fabinho to big money moves to the Saudi Arabia Pro League this summer. Klopp admits he's worried by the country's influence on the market.
Pretty much the worst thing is that the transfer window in Saudi Arabia is 3 weeks longer open. If I'm right, I heard something like that, then at least in Europe, that's not helpful. UEFA, FIFA must find solutions for that.
In Gaelic games, Shane Curley has been confirmed as the referee for the All-Ireland Women's Football Final meeting of Kerry and Dublin. It's the Galway natives' first senior final, having overseen the 2021 intermediate final. This year's intermediate decider will be overseen by Sligo's Gus Chapman, while Dublin's Angela Gallagher will be in charge of the junior final. And in other news, Jimmy Cooney, an All-Ireland hurling championship winner with Galway in 1980, has died at the age of 68. He was among six Cooney brothers to play for their local club Sarsfields. Cooney later became an inter-county referee. In horse racing, Oisin Orr had a 19-1 double today at Beverley in England. The Donegal jockey won the 3.10 today on 74-shot expert choice and followed that up with a second win on Show Me at 13-2. Both horses were trained by Richard Fahey. Orr has 40 wins to his name this season in the UK. And it's the second day of the Galway Festival, with the first race of seven just getting underway. After his win in Mythology yesterday, Dylan Brown McMonagall has a number of rides this evening. And across channel, 16-1 shot, Quick Thorn has claimed the Al Shabaab Goodwood Cup Stakes, the feature on the opening day at Glorious Goodwood. Trained by Hughie Morrison, the Tom Marquand mount beat the Aidan O'Brien trained Emily Dickinson into second. Cole Train was third. In golf, Tiger Woods has joined the PGA Tour's policy board. The 15-time major winner is the sixth player to join the board, following Rory McIlroy, Patrick Cantlay, Charlie Hoffman, Peter Malnati and Webb Simpson. Woods' appointment means players now outnumber an independent directors on the board. And it's reported Royal County Down is in line to host next year's Irish Open. The venue previously hosted the 2015 event where Soren Kjeldsen took the honours. This year's tournament will take place at the K Club in County Kildare next month. And Stuart Sink has been appointed as vice-captain of the United States ahead of the Ryder Cup later this year. The former Open champion will be part of Zach Johnson's group for the clash with Europe in Italy. And finally, for this evening, just a mention of the Rathmullen Summer Cup, the Joseph Sheridan Memorial Cup. Tonight's second semi-final sees Over the Hill Rathmullen take on Kerry Keel. That one kicks off at 7.30. That's your sport. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Gardaí are making a further appeal following a serious assault on a man in Ardra on Saturday night last. It happened on Main Street at around 10 p.m. The victim, a man in his 20s, was brought to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to what are believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone who has camera footage and may have been on the N56 in Ardra is being urged to make it available to Gardaí. In Letterkenny, investigations are continuing following an act of criminal damage at a school in the Glencar area. On Thursday night last, at around 12:45, the glass of the door in the premises at Glencar Irish was smashed by a rock. Gardaí are urging anyone who witnessed a group of youths in the area or may have dashcam footage to get in touch. And Gardaí and Donegal are seeking information about a number of burglaries. The incident took place in recent days in Bridgend, Bundoran and Rimelton. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Gardaí and Bunkrana are investigating the theft of a sum of cash at Bunamain Bridge End. Between 10 o'clock on Saturday night last and 4 o'clock the following afternoon, forced entry was gained to a chip van from which the cash register which contained money was stolen. Meanwhile, in the Marine Lane area of Bundoran, a resident was wakened by the sound of the voices of a man and woman who had gained entry to the house at 3:30 on Saturday afternoon. The resident shouted, causing the intruders to flee. Nothing was taken during the incident. Finally, in Rimelton, a lock was broken and entry gained to the parish hall between 6 o'clock on Saturday evening last and 10 o'clock yesterday morning. It's reported the lock was broken on the exterior and interior of the door, however nothing was taken. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who witnessed any of the break-ins or who has any information or dashcam footage to come forward.
Efforts to remove lead from Ireland's drinking water supply network are far too slow. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, three of Donegal's water systems remain on the EPA's remedial action list. That means they're among Ireland's at-risk supplies. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
The EPA's latest report shows the quality of drinking water is extremely high, but almost 500,000 people are still being served by at-risk supplies. These include 3,518 in the Glendies Ardrah area, 2,266 in Lettermack Ward, and 2,560 in Milford. Meanwhile, nationally, 182,000 people were affected by boil water notices last year. In Donegal, Ross's had an 8-day boil water notice for failure at the water treatment plant, while the people of Lettermack Ward had a notice in effect for 2 months of last year. A boil water notice was issued for the area again yesterday. The Carnoulahy Minria area experienced trihalomethane failure. Meanwhile, Milford met compliance in the area in line with the direction given within a 3-month deadline.
A link to that full report available on our website. Well, Kathleen is one of the residents impacted by the latest boil water notice for those served by the Letchamack Ward supply. She says communication from Ishka Éireann is lacking, adding had she not seen information on social media, she would have used water from the tap for her infant daughter's bottle.
To say it's disappointing would be an understatement. We never found out any information. We're glad to know. And then I'm sitting here with a family of four, a young baby, where I'm reliant on water for making formula bottles and whatnot. Yeah. And, you know, if I wasn't paying attention to social media or to possible, I think someone said to me yesterday evening that they may have put it on the radio. I didn't hear it. But if I wasn't paying attention, I'd be feeding my new baby, 8-week-old baby, with this water.
As bad as the boil notice is, the communication is something I think that really needs looking at, Kathleen. Is that really what you're saying?
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. The communication is huge. And like last year, we were told, you know, it would be a short-term situation. I spoke to you mid-September yeah. last year, which is quite worrying for me to think 6 weeks out from now that I could be coming back to you, talking to you again. You know, it's a basic necessity in life.
And youth groups and other bodies in the Northwest are being urged to apply for funding under the Peace Plus Youth Programme, over €47 million available for projects across five schemes. Thursday week, August 10th, is the deadline for the youth programme. Midlands Northwest MEP Colm Markey is urging groups in Donegal and the border counties to get their applications in as quickly as possible.
Overall, there's $1.1 billion in Peace Plus funding, but in particular, there's $45 million towards these youth projects, which is eligible, I suppose, for the six border counties and the six counties in the north. And it's very much about building positive relationships with people from a different background and supporting young people to, if you like, to strengthen peace and prosperity in the area as well.
In terms of application, can the application be done at club level, group or organisation level, or does the application have to be backed by council or some other structure?
There's a number of different bodies can apply, if you like. Local authorities can apply, local development agencies, colleges, NGOs, voluntary groups. It's really a broad range. Even SMEs and larger businesses indeed can apply as well. So there's it's at a number of different levels, but typically you'd be looking at, let's say, county councils or community groups or development agencies.
Is it your belief that a lot of funding like this is not being utilised to the fullest because organisations and authorities aren't necessarily fully au fait with what's available and fully conversant with what actually can be achieved?
I suppose that's very much why we're putting the word out there, because oftentimes people don't realise what funding is available. And then, if you like, if the full range of possible opportunities don't come forward, then you won't see the benefits that the community can get out of it. And we want to make sure that as many people as possible are aware, and then hopefully the best projects possible will come forward.
And that was Colm Markey. Weather forecast this evening, largely dry and bright with some scattered showers, cloud increasing from the south, outbreaks of rain heavy at times, spreading northwards to all areas early tonight. Lowest overnight temperatures 11 to 14 degrees Celsius, moderate easterly winds. Tomorrow, a wet and cloudy start with rain giving way to sunny spells and showers. Top temperatures tomorrow 16 to 19, moderate to fresh and gusty north to northwest winds. Main stories in brief. Minister Charlie McConnellogue says he believes Housing Minister Dara O'Brien will visit Donegal shortly for discussions on the revised effective concrete block scheme. He says he also believes the revised scheme is fit for purpose but will have to be carefully monitored. Millions are being wasted in the health system. That's according to a woman in her 80s who found herself waiting for over a day at the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital to receive care. Noreen said today she presented yesterday morning, was triaged at 3 yesterday afternoon and left the hospital at 2 this morning without being seen. Gardaí and the family of missing Donegal man Daniel McLaughlin from Quigley's Point say they're concerned for his welfare. They're urging anyone who may have seen him to make contact. And police in Derry are seeking witnesses after an alleged sectarian assault on a Derry-bound train at the weekend. It happened shortly after 11 o'clock on Saturday night. When they arrived at the train station, a male passenger reported having been kicked on board the train. Police confirmed it's being treated as a sectarian hate crime. We're back with news headlines at 6. Until then, from the news team, have a very good evening.
The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, August the 1st. The death has occurred of Rita Strian, naked, 10 Cherryburn Gardens, Kilfenan, Derry. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 1:30. Going to All Saints Cluny for funeral service at 2:00. Interment immediately afterwards in Ballyowen Cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Foyle Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Geraldine Harley, née Casey, 1 and Colin Moff. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has occurred of Hazel Mahon, née Doherty, Curramone Ballybuffet and formerly Raku Ballantra. Remains reposing at the home of her daughter and son-in-law Paul and Alison Stewart, Largna Lore Ballybuffet. Funeral leaving from there on Thursday afternoon at 1:15 for service of thanksgiving in Stranorder Parish Church at 2:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Funeral service of thanksgiving will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page. Donations in lieu of so desired to the Donegal Hospice and Stranorder Parish Church Fund, care of any family member. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Anne McGeehan, née Laverty, Craigan Ballybuffet, formerly of Ardmacool Stranorler. Remains reposing at her late residence with rosary tonight at 9:00. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass at 10:00 in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on churchservices.tv. Family time from after the rosary tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Patrick Doherty, Paul, 34, Clos Padraig, Carndonna. His remains are reposing at his brother Neely's residence at Ballylosky, Carndonna. Family time, please, from 11:00 tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, for 11:00 Requiem Mass. Cremation to follow at Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Carndonna Hospice Ward, care of any family member. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. The death has occurred of John Nealis, Drimflaw, Creaslaw. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creaslaw, tomorrow morning at 11:00. Mass can be viewed live on mcmmedia.tv. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10:00 tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of Danny McGeoghan, Tully Ard, Ballylawn, Moville and Coolcross, Clamanny. His remains are reposing overnight at St Mary's Church, Clamanny. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11:00 with interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only please, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McFeely Funeral Directors. Danny's Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.